Casper, Houston standing by.
Hello there.
Greetings. Well, how did old Cold Shooter look, Ken?
Like a big mountain.
Oh, so?
This is one of these things where that strip was planned for the ground track post-plane change. And, of course, we were further south at the time than was intended. So it didn't very well. Was really scrunched up in the corner. I don't know whether that's really going to be any help or not, but the bear is, try it. Maybe it'll come out okay.
There can't be any bad pictures of the bear.
That's right. When you got nothing, a little goes a long ways.
Okay, we're about to wind it down, Ken. Only two things I have for you is to go over these rendezvous procedures and let you get on through your pre-sleep checklist and wipe it out for the day.
Sounds like a good plan. Why don't we go through your little plan first.
Okay, if you're ready, you can go over to 171.40 and you'll have your procedures there.
Okay, 171.40. Let's see, before I get over there, you'll remind me to come back to the shift the bib band. Okay.
Okay, I'm at 171.40. Okay, and in that space in between that update and the limb liftoff, it's a nice place to write. Let's put in there first, optics mode, CMC, verify. Underneath that, let's write a note. Spacecraft control must be in SCS prior to optics mode manual. I'm just reminding you of the note that we passed on the other night, Ken.
That's just fine.
Okay, and then come on down after limb liftoff and where you have P34, delete the CMC mode hold. And delete the next line, set down 79, etc. Okay, and we'd like to add in here, and it will be four lines, so you might start out kind of small. Spacecraft control, SCS. VMAG. Mode, parentheses 3, at 1, rate 2. Alrighty, and then next line, attitude, deadband, max, rate low, and limit cycle on. That's all on that page.
Okay, let me read that back to you then. Between the update and liftoff. I got optics mode to CMC verify and notes that spacecraft control must be in SCS prior to optics mode going to manual. Following liftoff, next to the Verb 88, spacecraft control SCS, BMAG mode 3, at 1, rate 2, depth band max, limit cycle on, and rate low.
Okay, that's permanent. Okay, go to the next page, Ken.
All set.
Okay, down here 172.10, delete CMC mode auto.
Okay.
Okay, now Ken, this is just a couple of words on dealer's choice. Now, as you recall from running this, and your attitude, right here at about 172.13, your trunnion is down through about 22 degrees. And of course, there you were going auto. Now, they tell me the way you had been flying the SCS rendezvous that you'd just stay in an ad hold and let the trunnion. If you want to here, you could put the pitch BMAG to rate 2 and just bang it once. But I'm not going to give you any changes of flight plan on that. That's just your option on how you want to keep the trunnion angle.
Okay. I'll write a note here to watch for that at that point.
Yeah, your trunnion will be, if you're right on nominal, will be 22 degrees right around somewhere in the order of 172.12 there. Okay, and then down at the bottom there, prior to in between the mid-span disables and the P-34 final comp, I want you to write in optics mode CMC, and this is just a reminder.
Okay, between mid-span disables and final comp, we'll write in optics mode to CMC. I've added the note at the top at this 172.10 to watch for trunnion increasing greater than 22 and BMAG, at least the pitch one, could go to rate and give it a blip.
Okay, that's just one way of doing it, and it works real good, and it does not take a large rate in there, just about one or two at the most of what would be a minimum impulse fire.
Okay, the only reason I had been using at hold before was because we were simulating loss of the IMU. And in that case, I wanted to use the attitude gyros because they had less drift and it made the marking simpler. But in this case, I might as well let it give it a burp and let it track along.
Okay, that's the way I ran them, and the line of sight rates are pretty low, and it's just sort of one of these no sweat things, just about one fast blip, and then it just hangs right there.
Very good.
Okay, and you've got your optics mode CMC down here toward the bottom. We'll turn the page.
All right, I'm with you.
Okay, now Ken, here's, this gets kind of messy through here, so you might try to write small, and only thing we're trying to do is, of course, get into P-40 and take the auto maneuver, set up for the SCS burn, get back into track attitude, and then back to SCS, and the way we'll do that is we'll take the first line, cycle CMC mode, free auto, and delete it.
Okay.
Okay, and then after P-40, write spacecraft control CMC, and next line, BMAG mode, parentheses 3, rate 2. And I want to make a note here, Ken. I mean, this is not for you to write down in, unless you want to, but you'll be tracking along here, and you might be a little out of the preferred track attitude. And if you go into spacecraft control to CMC, before you get to the burn program, the CMC will try to take you back to the preferred attitude, and you're just wasting an RCS maneuver. So wait until after you're in the burn program to go to CMC. And that's true of also of P-41 for the MIG forces.
Okay, that's a good note.
Okay, and down here where it says SPS checklist, we're deleting that only because your SPS cue card is marked up so bad. And so the reason why, let's at least say you don't use the cue card as written, which you wouldn't, but we just want to make that point. And in the space in there between compare solutions and TPI, I've got three lines for you. The first one is spacecraft control, FCS, after auto maneuver. The next line is, and here again, this is sort of superfluous, but it's BMAG mode 3, at one rate 2. And then just to sum it all up, could we add a note, use SCS burn procedures if required. And here again, this is not for you to write down that, unless you want to, Ken. It's a personal reminder that we talked about before, that if you enter on that 204 display before going to SCS, you have activated the relay.
Okay, I think I will just put another little note out here.
Okay.